Scoop. True stories that have made headlines.
Sixty-one years ago today, on the 14th of April, 1912, there occurred one of the greatest maritime disasters of all time. The sinking of RMS Titanic. The sea was calm, the sky cloudless. It was a cold night, bitterly cold, as only the mid-Atlantic can be in April. It was 9 o'clock, and a message flashed from the steamer Caronia.
Captain Titanic. Westbound steamers report bergs, growlers, and field ice in 42 degrees north from 49 degrees to 51 degrees west.
Marconi operator Bride acknowledged the message. It was routine. But no one was worried. There was no need to be. The Titanic was the safest ship afloat, a gigantic lifeboat, unsinkable. On board, 2,201 people, all booked through to New York, on this maiden voyage of the largest ship the world had ever known. The passenger list read like the social register. Colonel and Mrs. J.J. Astor and manservant and maid. J. Bruce Ismay, managing director of the White Star Line. Mr. and Mrs. Martin Rothschild. Countess of Roths and maid. Sir Cosmo and Lady Duff Gordon. Mr. Henry B. Harris, theatrical producer. Mr., Mrs., and Master Washington Dodge. First Officer William Murdoch, in charge of the watch, stood on the bridge, peering into the encircling darkness. It was a silent world out there of hidden treachery. Suddenly, the crow's nest bell clanged 3 times. The phone rang.
Yes?
Iceberg right ahead, sir.
How far off?
Looks like a quarter of a mile, sir.
Well, keep a sharp lookout and let me know if you see ice on either bow.
Aye, aye, sir.
Hard to starboard, quartermaster.
Hard to starboard, sir.
Stop engines. Take a note of the time, quartermaster.
23:40, sir.
Great heavens, she's not answering her helm.
Wheel's still hard over, sir.
I'm going full speed astern on the engines. You closed watertight doors?
Closed watertight doors, sir.
She's not turning quick enough.
She's going to hit, sir.
Great heavens! Hit the berg with her starboard bow.
What the devil's up? What have we hit, Mr. Murdoch?
Iceberg, sir.
What?
I put the wheel hard to starboard and reversed the engines, but she was too close. She did not answer her helm in time.
Close the emergency doors.
I've already closed the doors, sir.
Ask the engineer on watch if the ship's damaged and making water.
Aye, aye, sir.
Meanwhile, in boiler room number 6...
Boy, seconder, what's all this about?
Closing watertight doors.
What for?
Let's get out of this. Come on through here. Quickly now.
Never gonna make it.
Come on, come on.
All right, that's it.
Sister's made it. I wonder what's up?
Hey, Bill, what's up?
I know, going out to sea.
Hey, down there.
Hi.
An iceberg?
I'm going up on deck.
You'll wait down here until you've been given orders.
Why hang around here, seconder?
Well, get along to the engine room in case you're wanting to help down there.
Look here, seconder, the way the water's come through these flow plates, pumps seem a waste of time. I'm getting out.
Do as you're told.
All right.
I'm going through to boiler room 5 to see if they want help. Get along with you. No more arguments.
In the body's his death, that's what you're doing.
I said no more arguments.
All right, no calls, you sir.
Look, get on and do as I say.
Aye, sir. See you at the pearly gates.
I'll have more to say to you later on. More important things to do at the moment. Go on with you.
Come through to the engine room to see if I can help in boardroom 5. You give us a hand with this pump, will you?
Right, you up.
Keeping ahead of the water, but it's no good. It can't last.
Something's on first.
The boiler will be blown up when the water gets to them.
Well, some talk of us hitting an iceberg.
I don't know what we hit, but a sea poured in and it nearly got to me.
Through the fires.
The sea's coming in faster. It's up to the waist in parts.
Pumps don't seem to be making any impression.
No, water's getting the better of us.
Only the rig more pumps.
Orders from the engine room. We've got to get out where we've got the job.
Thank heaven for that. Let's leave this. Up the stokehold ladders and quick.
Up ladders, down steel corridors, figures ran, none very sure of what had happened. Passengers woke up and wondered. Engine stop? Strange. What's up? It was only a brief thought. Most of them turned over again, remembering with a certain complacency. The ship's unsinkable. 16 watertight compartments, that's what the travel brochure said. So there's nothing to worry about. Nothing to worry about. Of course, there's nothing to worry about. That's what the lamp trimmer, Sam Leeming, thought, lying off duty in his bunk.
You know, Pete, it must be great to be a millionaire.
Yeah, I say.
Take that bloke Brandeis.
Who's he?
The one who has the private promenade deck off his suite.
Oh, him?
Yeah, they say he owns department stores in Omaha.
Huh. Well, good luck to him.
Wonder how many millionaires we've got aboard.
Oh, dozens.
Oh, it's a life. Make no mistake about it. Luxury. That's for me. I wonder what galantine of chicken is.
Yeah. What you got there?
The menu for lunch today.
Oh, what do you want that for?
Show my old woman.
Then it's over, Dicko. Ah. Aramis Titanic, April the 14th, 1912. Luncheon. Consomme fermier. That's some kind of clear soup.
Oh.
Wonder what this is, eh? Cocky leaky. And fillets of brill. Chicken Maryland. Corned beef.
Is that there?
As large as life there. Corned beef, vegetables, dumplings. Oh, could do with some of this, eh? Munich beer, threepence, and sixpence a tankard. From the grill, mutton chops. Buffet, eh? Soused herrings, eh? Shrimps, salmon, Cumberland ham.
Hey, what's that? What the devil's that? Say, Pete, do you hear it?
What?
That noise. Come just after the engine stopped.
Oh, there's nothing to worry about.
I'm not worrying. Only, I think I'll go and have a look.
Well, pass me that packet of fags before you do.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks.
Pete, it's much louder out there. Look, I don't like it. I don't like it at all. There's something wrong.
Yes, with that door open, it certainly... You know, I think they'd better go and have a look, Sam.
Right. Come.
But, you know, she seems to be listening.
I wonder if we struck a bird.
Well, it's possible, but, you know, things seem calm enough. There's no panic.
Well, we can't say until we've located... Oh, stroke, Pete. Do you see down there? Look.
There's water. Water. Pouring into the four-peak locker.
The ship's been old, that's what. Come on, let's get up on deck.
By now, most of the crew knew there was something to worry about. They could see that the Titanic's wounds were mortal, and on the bridge the commutator showed her slightly down at the head and listing 5 degrees to starboard. The captain, with an engineer, went on a tour of inspection.
There's water in the forepeak, and a 300-foot gash.
Yeah, plus the first 5 compartments hopelessly flooded.
Ah. And the ship unsinkable. That's what I was told. Unsinkable.
Well, I suppose they never thought of a disaster of this sort happening. This ship can float with all the first 4 compartments flooded, but not all the first 5.
I thought the modern shipbuilding had progressed far beyond this. Still, there isn't any time to discuss that. Order the boats uncovered and 6 Officer Moody to get out a list of boat assignments.
We haven't much time, Captain. She's lasting badly.
Yes, but we don't want any panic. There are over 2,000 lives aboard the ship, and they must be saved.
Captain,
10 minutes after the Titanic struck the iceberg, Marconi operator Bride began tapping out the letters.
CQD. CQD. MGY. MGY. CQD. MGY.
CQD. MGY. CQD. M. Distress signal coming through, sir. MGY. That's the call letter of the Titanic.
Titanic? Distress signal? Are you certain?
Coming through again, sir. CQD. MGY. CQD. MGY.
Hang it all. The Titanic's unsinkable. She's on her maiden voyage.
Well, there's no doubt about the message. It gives her position. 4146 north, 5014 west.
Tell her we're coming hard. I'm going to the chart room to plot our new course.
Right, sir. Carpathia coming hard. Carpathia coming hard.
Message coming through, sir. Carpathia, 58 miles off. Coming hard, sir.
Carpathia, 50 miles. 4 hours at least to get here. She has no speed. Frankfurt, Mount Temple, Olympic. No, all too far. Go on sending out distress signals, Bride.
Very good, sir.
Go on. Don't stop. Who the devil's that? Ah, Vauxhall.
Located a light, sir. 10 miles off the port bow. A steamer, sir.
10 miles?
I tried to get in touch with the Morse lamp, but I couldn't get an answer.
But she must have seen us.
I should imagine so, sir. Shall we fire the rocket, sir?
Yes, but I don't want to panic the passengers. The lifeboats are being launched, but we must keep them calm. They still think this vessel's unsinkable.
There was a bit of trouble in the steerage, sir.
Yes, but that's under control.
Shall I go ahead with the rocket, sir?
Yes. Fire one every 5 minutes. We've got to contact that steamer. It's our only hope.
It seemed to hang suspended for a moment, then exploded with a shower of white sparks which floated gently into the sea. 10 miles away, Second Officer Herbert Stone saw that rocket. He watched it. A rocket? Extraordinary, he thought, that a ship should fire rockets at night. Then he turned away, while the 10 miles separating them gradually widened and widened and widened.
Any luck, Vauxhall?
No, sir. I released 8 rockets, and no acknowledgement at all.
But for heaven's sake, why? Surely they must have seen them.
They must have, sir.
Keep on firing. Visibility's good. Someone else may pick us up.
Right, sir. I know we're going up now.
Another going up. Another. Another and another. The rockets exploded their urgent message in the sky. Sparks showered into the sea. But Second Officer Herbert Stern wasn't watching, while the 10 miles separating the ships gradually widened and widened and widened. Meanwhile, the Carpathia was racing to the rescue.
Dr. McGee, I want you to set up first aid stations in each dining saloon.
Right, sir.
Brown, you and the assistant purser cover each gangway and receive the Titanic's passengers. I want coffee for all hands, and have soup, tea, brandy, and whiskey for the survivors. And above all, I want the men to keep quiet about all this. The job's going to be difficult enough without the passengers hanging around. It might be wise to station a couple of stewards in each corridor.
Aye, sir.
I'm going up to the wireless check. You'll find me there. Oh, and Dean.
Here, sir.
Drop pilot ladders and side ladders at gangways and along the sides. Rig cargo nets to help people up.
Aye, aye, sir.
And don't forget the oil, either, to pour overboard in case the sea grows rough.
That's been organized, sir.
Good. Remember, this isn't going to be easy for any of us. But out there somewhere, over 2,000 people are in danger. And it's up to us to do something about it.
Message from the Titanic, sir. Another one coming through now. Engine room getting flooded.
Tell them we're on our way, as fast as we can. Oh, if only this old ship could knife ahead faster. We're doing 17 knots and can't drive harder. Tell them we're doing our best and we'll arrive in a couple of hours.
They're trying to contact us again, sir. It's very faint. Get your boats ready. Going down fast.
Anything else?
No, sir. No, cut out completely.
Are you? They must have gone.
Aye, sir. I'm afraid so, sir. They must have gone.
Later, the Carpathia drew near the Titanic's position.
Can't see a thing, sir.
No, but there must be something. Lifeboats? Great heavens, they must have had time to launch them.
Look, sir. Look over there.
The green flare.
And another.
Must be her light. She must still be afloat.
Perhaps we are in time after all.
If only she'd fire some more, we could get bearings better.
The wind's coming up, sir.
Yes. Makes things more difficult. We don't want the water choppy.
Can't understand this, sir. There isn't a living thing in sight. It must have gone down.
Someone fired those rockets.
Another, sir. Look, you see, directly ahead and low in the water.
Yes. It's a lifeboat. That's what it is, a lifeboat. There, near that iceberg.
Yes, it's not going to be easy picking it up. We're to windward.
Ahoy there!
They're hailing us.
We've only got one seaman and can't work very well.
All right!
Leave it to us! Watch that iceberg, sir!
Don't go too close, sir.
Tell them to stand by on deck and drop lines when I've maneuvered into position.
Aye, aye, sir.
And warn Dr. McGee. By the look of those survivors, some of them are in pretty bad shape.
Are you Fourth Officer Boxall?
That's right.
The captain wants to see you on the bridge.
Oh, all right.
How do you feel?
Cold, that's all.
Had anything to drink?
Yes.
Good. Oh, come on, then, follow me.
Have you any idea how many boats they picked up?
16 and 4 collapsibles.
16 and 4. That's the lot.
Most of them weren't filled.
No. Some of the passengers wouldn't board them. Said the Titanic wouldn't sink. Oh, they must have been crazy. In the end, there was a stampede. But in the beginning, no. Sort of had faith in the ship.
Didn't you?
Well, in a way. But once she hit the berg, there was nothing we could do. Water poured in. Pumps couldn't handle it. 300-foot gash, that's what they said she had. Oh, it's sort of perplexing.
Perplexing?
Yes. We build something and think we know all the answers. But we don't. Not really.
By the sound of things, there's a lot of people who won't ever know about the Titanic.
And I hope it stays that way. The truth isn't always the best thing. Not in some cases.
You make me curious. Oh, but the old man's waiting. Fourth Officer Boxall, sir.
Oh, good. Come in.
Thank you, sir.
You saw the Titanic go down?
Yes, sir. About 02:30 hours.
And Captain Smith?
He went down with the ship, sir.
I see. There's some talk among the survivors that there was trouble launching the lifeboats. That people fought for places, that shots had to be fired to keep them under control.
In the later stages, sir, yes, that's true. In the beginning, they couldn't believe that the ship would sink.
Hmm. They laughed when Captain Smith ordered them into the boats. Then she started to list badly. And the water rose fast. That's when the trouble started, sir. Panic. Mm. You know how it is. Then there was another thing, sir. We weren't carrying enough lifeboats.
What?
Only enough for 1,100 people. We carried well over 2,000.
I see.
I wish it had been a case of women and children first, sir, but it wasn't. It was...
Yes.
Oh, I'd rather not, sir, if you don't mind. Well, you can't criticize. I saw some fine things. Things that made me proud. There was Isidore Strauss and his wife. She wouldn't leave her husband. And he refused to enter a boat before any other men.
So they went down together?
Yes, sir. Yes, they went down together. You see things like that, sir, and, well, you forget the other. The chap who put a shawl over his head and pretended he was a woman. And the other who tried to steal a life belt.
Is that a fact?
I wish it wasn't, sir. I suppose there'll be an inquiry, sir.
Well, yes, of course. Over 700 people can't die without an official inquiry. But you forget about that, eh? Go back and rest.
Thank you, sir.
I'll send a message through to New York to tell them to expect us. Dean?
Oh, yes, sir?
Get this message through, will you? We've picked up all survivors of the Titanic.
Right, sir. Anything else, sir?
Yes. Yes, I think a brief service over the spot where the Titanic went down might be appropriate.
Yes, of course, sir. Yes, of course, sir.
I'll ask Father Anderson to conduct it. We'll assemble in the lounge.
People gave thanks to the living and paid their respects to the dead. And a waiting world was told.
Titanic struck iceberg and sank. 2:20 this morning. All survivors picked up. We very much fear that there has been great loss of life.
In a short while, the Carpathia turned and made full speed for New York. Only smudges of oil lay on the green water which lapped against a solitary iceberg. There was no trace at all of the great ship which had started out so proudly on its maiden voyage. Only a single lifebelt being carried away by the currents. A lifebelt with the letters RMS Titanic staring up at the sky.
Every Saturday night at 9 o'clock, we bring you a true story that has made headlines in Scoop.